Sri Lanka's president has given a parliamentary address saying its economy is expected to grow again from the end of the year. But President Ranil Wickremesinghe said people needed to accept higher taxes so the country can overcome bankruptcy by 2026. People face fuel and food shortages and daily power cuts. More strikes are expected across Sri Lanka. We're going to go to Manel Fernandez outside the main railway station in Colombo. That's the scene of one of the protests that we've seen previously. And people in Sri Lanka being asked to pay even more to help the economy turn around. How are people reacting to that?
Just losing it big time. I mean, essentially, we've been spending the entire day today at different protests and demonstrations. I'm right now having had to move a couple of hundred meters down from a big rally of professionals, trade unions, doctors. We have port workers, electricity engineers, all of these people that came together because there were just so many people trying to get bandwidth to do a live was impossible. Of course, some of the protesters had some conspiracy theories saying the government doesn't want their show of force to be seen. But people are angry. I mean, one of the resounding cries again and again and again is that we just cannot take it anymore. That on top of galloping inflation, the government claims that inflation has been controlled, having hit almost 80 or 90%, especially in terms of food inflation. You have the president and his team, the statistics department, talking about inflation coming down to 60%. One just has to enter a supermarket or a grocery store or take some cash out at the boutique just to buy some groceries, and you really feel that that's not the case because it's buying much less. So the president saying that austerity measures are needed, talking about being hopeful that within months that the IMF bailout will come. But for people who are spending over and above what little bit they're getting now, they're left with, given high interest rates, inflation, and all of these expenses, they say they are struggling to survive.
Manel, thank you very much indeed. Manel Fernandez in Colombo.